USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Following a marathon session that lasted more than 27 hours, the Senate has passed a sweeping $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package along party lines. Senator Patrick Leahy.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 49. The bill as amended is passed.
The measure provides $1,400 stimulus checks to individuals earning less than $75,000 a year. It extends enhanced unemployment benefits through early September. Unlike the House-passed version, there's no increase to the minimum wage. Republicans say the nearly $2 trillion in spending contains non-pandemic partisan priorities. Next week, House Democrats will be taking up the revised legislation. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he never knew he was making anyone uncomfortable. Now a growing number of Republicans and Democrats are urging him to resign over allegations of sexual harassment. Former aide Charlotte Bennett calls him a textbook abuser.
He lets his temper and his anger rule the office, but he was very sweet to me for a year, and they hoped that maybe one day when he came on to me, I would think we were friends, or that it was appropriate.
Bennett appearing on the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell. As states begin to lift coronavirus restrictions, a new national study shows that states that do have a mask mandate have less cases per capita. This means masks do help slow the spread of the virus. The study also finds indoor dining does increase cases and deaths. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The NFL has broken another barrier. With more, here's USA's Jeremy Scott.
The league surprised Maya Chanka with a phone call this week, welcoming her as the NFL's first black female referee. She tells NBC's Today she never thought the day would come.
If you have a passion for something and if you have a drive for something, don't let it hold you back just because you think that something may give you some type of limitation. Just continue to work hard and always, always, always just follow your dreams.
Chanka rose to the ranks through a developmental program for NFL officials over the past 7 years. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is now taking on big tech political censorship. USA's John Clemens reports.
The legislation would help prohibit social media companies from censoring the viewpoints expressed by Texans.
Conservative speech will not be canceled in the state of Texas. We need to recognize, in Texas, maybe in particular in Texas, we see that the First Amendment is under assault by these social media companies, and that is not going to be tolerated in Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott also said websites like Facebook and Twitter have evolved into a modern-day public square, but said those platforms have begun controlling the flow of information. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.